Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Tim Elliott, who's president of Hardwoods of Morristown. Tim, how you doing?
I'm good, Kemp. Thank you.
Yeah, good to be with you. I wanted to get into a couple of details that I think are very interesting about your business, but why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit of a background on Hardwoods of Morristown, if you would.
Hardwoods of Morristown was started in 2001. It was a facility that was formerly Universal Furniture. It had good kill capacity, a lot of existing equipment that we could use into the flooring manufacturing, and we had some affiliate companies in the wood component business and a band mill, so we're diversified in the wood products industry, and we felt like flooring was a good fit for that facility and started off primarily making unfinished solid flooring and have since expanded our product offering to include parquet flooring, unfinished engineered flooring, the herringbone solid flooring. So we've tried to add to our product offering since our start.
Well, one of the things I think is neat when I hear your story, and I need to tell people who don't know where Morristown is, I guess Morristown is halfway between Knoxville and Johnson City, right?
Yes, sir.
Up in the East Tennessee, headed up toward Virginia. And the neat thing I think about your company is that you own your own sawmill. So a lot of players in this business buy the wood from sawmills, and you own your own.
It definitely takes off some of the pressure when lumber gets tight. There's a few other flooring companies in the South that have that same approach, but I think it was a lot easier being in the wood component industry also. It's a little bit more refined.
Yeah, I mean, for those people that don't know this business that well, when you think about wood flooring and you think about the log, your most choice pieces of lumber usually go into furniture and furniture components, and wood flooring is in the middle grade, and then the lower grade goes to pallets and things like that, right?
Correct, and some of the upper grade will sell to distribution centers. Most of the one common is consumed either at the dimension plant, or some of it is still used in the plank flooring.
So another interesting piece of your company is that you bought Harris Tarkett's parquet flooring manufacturing equipment. So one of your specialties is parquet flooring, right?
Yes, Kim. We thought it was a good fit. We had capacity in the plant and space available to put the equipment. Again, it just goes back to being yield-oriented, and we felt like we could produce that product at pretty good margins, being able to utilize some material that at the time we were not utilizing and putting it into a finished product. So it's been a good fit so far.
Yeah, you know, Tim, I don't know if you travel much, but if you go into Europe and you look in these castles and these floors that were put down in the 1300s, that parquet flooring and the herringbone flooring, that's what you see in castles. So you really are in the upper end business when it comes to solid flooring, right?
Yes. I mean, it can be used in a variety of places, from high end to your average residential space as well. And actually, a lot of gym floors have used hard maple parquet. It seems like, especially here in the East Tennessee area, where you had Harris producing the product, you had King and Sevier County producing it, there is a lot of different areas that put the parquet down.
So your raw material is in your backyard. I mean, when you start talking about where you are, you're in the Appalachian Hills, and that's where most of your lumber comes from. What are your core species that you focus on?
The core species is red oak and white oak, but we do offer just about all domestic species in the parquet product line. So we get inquiries on walnut and cherry, really any domestic species, as well as some exotics. We have run African mahogany and Brazilian cherry as well.
All right, so we talk mostly about solid. You also now are in the engineered business. And when you manufacture engineered, most people know that that's a veneer that's on top of a core board. Do you manufacture that yourself?
We do. It's a sawn face. We'll glue the material up, and it has about a 4 millimeter wear layer. It's primarily in red oak, white oak, and hickory.
Do you make the core board that's behind it, or do you purchase that?
We purchase the platform. It's a Russian birch plywood product.
How are you seeing business conditions now?
Very stable. Everything seems to be moving forward, and I hope it continues.
You sell through distribution, don't you?
Primarily, yes, sir.
Well, I just thought it was interesting that, A, you had your own sawmill, and B, is that one of your core focus areas is parquet, which you don't see that quite as much as you used to, and yet it's got quite a heritage.
Yes, sir.
All right. It's good to talk to you again. Been talking to Tim Elliott, who's the president of Hardwoods of Morristown, and you've been listening to Kemp Parr and FloorDaily.net.